This interview was recorded for the International Bomber Command Centre Digital Archive, which owns the copyright for this performance.
This interview is being carried out for the International Bomber Command Centre. The interviewer is Jennifer Barraclough. The interviewee is Mr. Douglas Taylor. And we are at Mr. Taylor's home near Auckland. The date of the interview, the date is 17th of October 2018. Okay, Mr. Taylor, thanks for seeing me. Could you tell me just a little about how you came to join up with the RAF?
Flying... certainly better than the infantry marching. I had a private pilot's license anyway, so the obvious thing was to join the Air Force. But there was an 18-month delay in call up for pilots because there were so many of them. And then they had to wait until there was a ship going to the United States, where they did their training, got their wings, then wait for another ship to get back to England. I reckoned the war would be over by then. So I volunteered as an air gunner and trained in England, in the west of England. It was only, 6 months training. And then joined a squadron, 57 Squadron. Quite a happy one.
Good.
I should stand any amount of that.
So, tell us a little about your experiences during operations.
Oh, I only did 9 because the training took so long. And we were never attacked by fighters, but the enemy flak was a bit worrying, and quite often you'd feel the aircraft give a jump when a shell burst a bit too close. But we were never hit, not seriously. There were 1 or 2 small bits in the fuselage, but nothing serious. I only did 9 over Germany. But all the years of training, one station to another, only did 9. The tour was 30.
Yes.
But anyway, that's many years ago, long ago and forgotten. East Kirkby, that was it. That's where I was stationed. 57 Squadron. Mm-hmm. Happy squadron.
Good.
But that's all long past.
All long past.
Oops. I'd already done first year BSC when I joined up. Mm-hmm. So the generous government paid the other 2 years BSC after I'd served, which was very nice of them.
Mm. What subject was that?
Agriculture.
Mm-hmm.
Which of course includes chemistry, geology, fertilisation, animal husbandry and all sorts of things concerned with agriculture. 3-year course. And ex-service, so the government paid the fees.
Great.
You've made a hit with that.
I have, haven't I? The dog is present.
She's a nice dog. She's not even ours. Neither of them are.
Really?
They're my son's. But he parks them on us during the day.
Right. So what about your life after the war? What did you do?
Well,
after the war, what did you do?
Well, I went back to varsity and completed the 2 years of the degree.
Yes, and after that?
Heck, it's a long time ago. I was doing some advisory work, for advising farmers.
And you moved to New Zealand a long time ago? You came to New Zealand?
Oh, yes. Well, I bought a farm in South Africa, and I farmed there mainly maize. Mm-hmm. And then, I don't know, ended up in New Zealand. Couldn't go much further south. South Africa was a lovely country until the black gentry took over, and then it wasn't so good. Oh, I had 10 years in Kenya. Mm-hmm. That was a beautiful country. Mm-hmm. Because although it was on the equator, it wasn't hot because it was 5,000 feet, most of it. I had a farm there. That was a lovely country. Mm. But then again, it was given back to the Africans, and everything went downhill.
Mm. Did you continue flying?
I had a private pilot's license, yes. Then I had 2 years as a senior inspector in Bechuanaland. What is it, Botswana, is it now, or something or other? It was Botswana, Bechuanaland then, anyway. I could have gone into the service in England, but it was pretty dull work. Yeah, and anyway, it was much nicer in Kenya. It was a lovely country, Kenya. Most of it was 5,000 feet above sea level. Although you were on the equator, it was never too hot. Pleasant climate, very pleasant. And there again, the Africans took over. They wanted our jobs. Oh, they didn't really. They wanted the pay, not the job. So things were going downhill. Hopefully they've picked up since then. What am I doing this interview for, anyway?
It's for the International Bomber Command Centre in England, yes. Can you think of anything more at all to say about your wartime service?
Not really.
Not really. What was it like being on the operations as a gunner?
Well, the Germans were very short of fuel, so we never saw a fighter. But they still had plenty of anti-aircraft shells, and every so often the plane would give a little judder if it got too close. Mm-hmm. And we had one or two pieces of shrapnel through the fuselage, not many though. And anyway, if they hit you, it was just the luck of the draw.
Yes. Mm. So did you never have to fire a gun?
Never.
Never.
Well, yes, but not in anger. I had to fire them under training.
But just in training, but not on operations, right.
What were they? Each gun was 1150 rounds a minute.
Right.
The rear gunner had four, I sat in the mid-upper and had two. But even then, that was a heck of a lot of bullets going out. Thank goodness those days are over.
Yes.
There was a wonderful spirit on the squadron there. Everybody worked together.
Mm.
just as well. We shared the station with another squadron, that was 6:30. But there was no antagonism between us at all. We shared it amicably. Thank goodness those days are over.
Did you keep up with any of your friends after the war?
Yes. We had a round robin, and one crew member would write a letter, enclose it, send it to another crew member. Another crew member added one, took his original one out, and it went round and round and round until members starting to drop off the perch. No, we kept in touch, all right. Mm-hmm. Your bag is being well and truly sniffed.
Okay.
Are you being kept very busy?
With this? Moderately.
Yes. Thank goodness those days are long past.
Yes. Okay. Is there anything else you'd like to say at all?
Well, not really. Everything. You've just sprung it on me, so I haven't had time to think about it. I don't think so.
No.
We shared a station, East Kirkby, 617. Not 617. That was the dam buses. What the hell was it? I can't remember their number. I'm sure there were six something. But two squadrons on a station. And we hardly saw any of the other squadron. And then we had leave. Was it every 6 weeks, I think it was? A week's leave?
Mm-hmm.
Plus travelling time. I'm pretty sure it was very frequent anyway. Those days are long past, thank goodness.
Okay, we'll finish there then.
Right.